Chapter 3. Two Princes Choose. In Belmont, a prince from Morocco was having dinner with Portia. He had come to woo her in the hopes of winning her for his bride. However, no man could win Portia by simply asking her to marry him. Before Portia's father died, he made his daughter promise to marry only the man who could pass a special test. The test involved three boxes. One box was made of gold, another was made of silver, the third was made of lead. The man had to choose the box that had Portia's picture in it. After dinner, Portia took the prince to the room where the boxes were kept.
"Here are the boxes, noble prince," she said. "Now make your choice."
Before choosing, the prince read what was written on the top of each box. On the gold box, he read, "Who chooses me shall gain what many men desire." On the silver box was written, "Who chooses me shall get as much as he deserves." Finally, on the lead box, the prince saw the line, "Who chooses me must give and risk all he has." The prince knew that he had only one chance. As he stood before the three boxes, the prince reasoned with himself about which would be the best choice.
"The lead box speaks of a threat. A man would risk all in hopes of some gain with that box. I will not risk anything for lead.
What about the silver box? This box promises as much as a man deserves. As I see myself, I deserve much. But do I deserve enough to include the young lady I have come to woo? By my birth as a prince, I certainly deserve the lady. By my wealth and by my character, I believe I deserve her as well. But more importantly, I deserve her in love. However, let me consider the gold box as well. It promises the gain of a man's desire. That is the lady. All the world desires her. Princes come from all corners of the world to woo fair Portia. One of these three boxes contains her heavenly picture. Does the lead one contain her? How could something so low in value hold so rich a prize? Is she found in the silver one? Is not silver 10 times cheaper than gold? Such a rich jewel would never be set in anything less than gold. Such an angel must lie in a bed of gold." After such careful thought, the prince made his choice. "Give me the key," he said. "I choose the box of gold."
Giving him the key, Portia said,
"Take it, prince. If my picture lies inside, then I am yours."
Opening the box, the prince found a small skull. A piece of paper was rolled up and stuck in one of the eye holes of the skull. The prince took out the paper and unrolled it. On the paper was written these lines, "All that glitters is not gold. Often have you heard that told. Many a man his life has sold, just my outside to behold. Golden tombs do worms enfold. Had you been as wise as bold, young in body, in judgment old, your answer had not been enscrolled. Fare you well, your suit is cold." And so the prince left Belmont without winning Portia as his bride. As he left, Portia said to herself, "Let all like him choose the same." Next came the Prince of Aragon to choose.
"There stand the boxes, noble prince," Portia said. "If you choose the one with my picture in it, we will be married here and now. But if you failed, without more speech, my lord, you must go from here immediately."
"Yes, yes," replied the prince. "I took the oath. In it I promise 3 things. The first is to never tell anyone which box I chose. The second was, if I fail, then I must never ask another woman for her hand in marriage. Lastly, if I fail, I must immediately leave you and be gone."
"All must swear to this oath before they choose," said Portia. "Those who take the oath risk much for my worthless self."
The Prince of Aragon stepped up to the boxes. He carefully considered the words written on each.
"The gold box says, 'Who chooses me shall gain what many men desire.'
In this case, the many here may mean all the fools of the world who choose by appearance. I will not choose what many men desire. I will not join them to be ranked among common men. So I look to you, Silver Treasure House. Who chooses me shall get as much as he deserves. That is well said. My wealth and offices have all been gained by esteemed means. Do I not deserve so fair a prize as this box may hold? Give me a key for this and let me unlock my fortune. However, the box held only a picture of a fool, not Portia.
What is here? The Prince of Aragon asked. A picture of an idiot and a note. What does it say?
Some there be that shadow's kiss. Such have but a shadow's bliss. There be fools alive, Iwis. Silvered over, and so was this. Take what wife you will to bed. I will ever be your head. So be gone. You are sped. Folding up the paper, the prince put it away. Then he turned to Portia and said,
With one fool's head I came to woo, but I go away with two. Sweet adieu. I will keep my oath.
Portia was not at all sad to see the prince choose incorrectly. As she and her maid Nerissa left the room, a servant hurried up to speak to the women. The servant announced,
Madam, a young man from Venice has arrived. He says his lord is following close behind with rich gifts.
Portia held a secret hope that the lord from Venice was a man who had visited her before. She said,
Come, Nerissa, I want to see who has come in so well-mannered a fashion.
I think it must be Bassanio, Lord Love, Nerissa teased her mistress. Isn't that your hope?